Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Living Fellowship, as we say every week. Welcome to our church. This is our church together. If there's anybody here that doesn't know me, my name is Brian. I pastor this church here in Visalia, California, with my wife, Christy, and every single member of the church. We work together to pastor this church and bring a service like we're doing to the community today and be a blessing to one another. So it is a very special day. We are going to dedicate Brooklyn and Dawson to the Lord. We're going to do that at the end of service. I think many of you know we're going to be bringing up my very, very good friend. Well, actually, my best friend, right? That's a little inside joke. When we were doing the memorial for Rick Rush, Pastor Kenny got up and testified that Rick told him he was his best friend. And then every elder said, Rick told us the same thing. So it's a little bit of an inside joke. The last night we were there, we were out in front of the church at Hodgkin's, and Annie's there, Rick's wife, and she's weeping. We're, you know, crying together. It was a memorial wed, and she let Christy and I know. She said, you guys are my best friend. And then she laughed because she knew exactly what Rick had said there. But we're going to do this baby dedication this morning. I am so happy that all of you have planned to be here and are here with us today. Very excited about it. We're going to bring the kids back in. Let them be a witness to what we're doing. Let it be an example to them. Jesus is our example in every way. So we're going to help hopefully be an example to these children, to everyone here today. And before we do that, I'm going to bring up, as I said, my very good friend and the pastor in Chicago, Dan Ellis, and have him minister the word of the Lord to you. I'm very excited about it. And just do me a favor. God's already prepared your heart. Just open it up. Let the word of God come in. Receive the word of God and be blessed. Amen? Amen.
Okay. Thank you. Is it okay if I stand down here? Is that okay? Good to be here. Good, very good. I bring a lot of love from Chicago, and our church there is doing very well, just very blessed. I mean, the Lord has really done some great things there. So our people are just, the unity is become very great, and we love that. We're just so blessed, thankful. But I was thinking real quick, I think our church has been there, I think, over 40 years. And it started out as the Gospel Tabernacle is what it started out to be. That's long before me, you know. And when I moved to the Chicago church, which actually is, it's about 15 miles west of Chicago. So it's in a village called Hodgkin's. We just call it Chicago because it's right there and it's easy to remember. And then everybody goes, ooh, Chicago, that's great, you know. But, and Hodgkin's is always harder to remember and it's, you know, it's kind of a funky name. But regardless, we like it and the Lord's been good to us there. But when I arrived, I think, you know, your pastors, Brian and Christy, were already there. And they, I can't remember, Brian, if it was, you were there just another year after I got there or somewhere probably around that range before they were sent off here to pastor the church there. You know what's interesting is I don't have a lot of memory about, I mean, Brian and I were not really that close back then. And, you know, I think I was focused on doing my thing. I don't know, I can't speak for him. He might have been, but he was already in the church active. And so he was sent off here and done the work. And then what I watched the Lord do, though, is in the unity of keeping our churches together, what do you think the Lord wants to do with two guys who don't really know each other and is in some ways totally the opposite? Completely. The way we were raised, the way we think, all of that was totally the opposite. The Lord just brings us together, makes us best friends, and really there's some truth to that part, but the Lord has done a great work. And so my point in saying all that is God wants to join churches together. He wants to join people together. He wants to join the body of Christ together. I know there's lots of beliefs. I know there's lots of divisions. I know that. It makes sense to me. We live in a world, and that's just the way it works. But there's one thing that if all of us could break down the barrier of the religious ideas and see the face of Jesus, what's going to happen to us all? We're going to find some ground to fellowship on. And that's what I really, really trust in. I trust in that. And your pastors have been very good to us every time we come here, a real blessing. But they've treated me very well, always takes good care of me. And this time, I'm staying with Mike and Jennifer. And you guys have treated me very well. Thank you so much. What a blessing they have been to me. And enjoy it very much. Very relaxing place to stay. But looking forward to what the Lord has for us. And I'm not going to keep you a long time, maybe a couple hours. That's if I take it easy. And if you're scared right now, don't worry. I was kidding. But I'm looking forward to these baby dedications. And because, here's the thing. You say, well, a baby dedication, what, you know, why or what or how? It's and because we're committing souls back to where they came from, right, Brian? I mean, that we're committing souls back to God. And one thing that we had to learn early on with my own kids was these kids, I'm watching over them, but they belong to God. I mean, God put the breath in them. I didn't do that part. God did that part, and they're a gift to me. And thank God for it. So the awesome part was to be able to take those souls in, talk to them about God, commit them to the Lord, and you know what? They get to make their choices after that. But I'm so grateful for these little children I've seen back here. So blessing to be here and be a part of that. So God bless you. But let me go to a little bit of the scripture here. And I want to say to you, at our home church, one of the things I've been teaching on, we've been through a story. I mean, it's a real story. Our church has come a long way. And I know you have a story here, and it's a blessing. And the cool part is our stories join together at many times. Sometimes the story's in different places, and that's pretty cool because it ministers one to another. And we've got a couple other churches in Boise and Yuma that we join in with. It's so cool. But in our story, one of the things the Lord has been doing for us right now is really talking to us about the new creation that we are. And the Bible talks about it as the new man, the new person, the new creation. That's big. I'm telling you, that is big. Because what's the first thing that happens to us when we're born in this world? Well, we're taught all about this world. So where do we become very comfortable with? We believe with everything in us that this is our home. That's what we're taught. That's what we believe. That's what we live for. Our lives are structured that way. We give everything to this world, to our lives here. And the one thing the world will not tell us is where we really came from and why we're really here. And that's the part that God steps in and says, I'll tell you what, you may live there, but you're not of there. And I want to tell you why, and I want to tell you who you are, and I want to tell you what you're here for. And in the midst of that, we're filled with envy in this world. We're filled with strife in this world. Look around, right? War everywhere, frustrations, anxieties, all of that stuff. In this world, we like to lie. We like to cheat. We like to steal. We like to have, well, we may not like to have fear, but we have it a lot. All of these things. And many times we don't like to put others before ourselves, things like that. The Lord steps in and says, let me change all this. I am going to begin to teach you a gospel or a teaching that we have in heaven. Now imagine that, Mike. The Lord says we have an entire teaching in heaven, and the books are opened, and here's how we live. I'm going to bring that and give it to you. I'm going to give it to you, And I am going to teach you how to think and live like we do in heaven. Imagine that. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Well, why that's so awesome is because in heaven there's no fear. There's no death. There's no lies. There's no hurting one another. There's no cheating and stealing and all of these things. And the Lord says, I'll give it here in earth. And then we got this problem. People get involved. And people like to manipulate a lot of things, don't they? And when I say don't they, that we're all people. So what are we guarding against? If you know God, what are you guarding against? I don't want to manipulate God's word. I want to tell the truth. So the Lord begins to teach us the word of God. And here's what I want to emphasize this morning is we have to allow the teaching that came from heaven to change us. And that's the thing. Somebody says to me, well, how do I do that? I got one simple answer. How about believe it? Believe it and allow it to get into the heart. And I want to read a scripture in, I think it's Colossians chapter 2. And it's Colossians chapter 2. And I want to start around verse 6. So you can read with me or you can listen to me. And it's talking about Paul. This is the Apostle Paul, who is a preacher of the Lord Jesus. And actually, I'm going to start in verse 5. And he says, for though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit. That's pretty awesome. That's kind of the way I would like it if our people could see your pastor. He's here pastoring this church, but I'd like our people to see that he's not just here physically, he's with us in the spirit. You know why he's here with us in Chicago, Jen? Because he's come there and he's spoken his word and imparted to us his gospel into us. So is he with us? And it'd be like Paul saying, though I'm not with you in the flesh, I'm with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Well, I'd like to be a part of this too. If I'm not living here, Jen, I want to be part of what God's doing here. Because if I come here and I share my gospel with you, I want to impart some truth to you of God. And that does that, by the Spirit, give me access? It does. Man, only God can do that, right? So here I am. I want to partake in the steadfastness of your faith that you have in Christ. That's awesome. And so verse 6 says, as you therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him. Now I want to ask you, how many of you have received Christ the Lord? Have you? Are you walking in him? Now this is big, because most of the time there's a couple ways you would receive Christ. You could receive him by the Spirit, which is the absolute true way. It's going to be that way in the end. But another way to receive him is to receive his words. You know, one of the greatest things that happened with Jesus when he was in the earth? He went about doing good, healing all that were sick, oppressed of devils, casting them out, and so forth. And he did such good things, but he had this one thing he did everywhere he went. You know what it was? Speak the word. You know why he spoke the word? Because he knew if he could put his word in others, it could change them. Now imagine this. Jesus, the Son of God, sent down from heaven with an entirely heavenly gospel that the earth was not even familiar with. They try to be. But he shows up and says, I'll tell you what, I am going to speak eternal life into you through my words, and I am going to create in you a way of thinking that's going to heal you, that's going to save you, that's going to raise you up, and when I come for you, that word will be there and you'll follow me. Now imagine that. So what do you think the greatest thing we have in this world physically among us right now? The preaching of the word. Why? Because that tells me that if I can receive the words of Christ into me, I am learning how to walk. Is that what it says? If you've received Christ, then what are you supposed to do? Walk in it. So here's my question for you. How many of you say you've received Christ? Are you walking in what you've received? That's a good question. Are you walking in it? And here's the other part of that verse. As you have received. Now, what makes Mary so good? See, I can use you two guys now. I know you're real good. Is you don't have to judge one another by the same receiving of Christ that you've received. You could receive Christ the way he gives it to you and walk in it. And you could receive Christ in the way he gives it to you and you could walk in it. And could you fellowship? Now, I'm not talking about like some so far. There's going to be a lot of similarities because Christ is going to talk his truth. But imagine a church where every one of us allows the Lord to talk to us and we all get along. Isn't that awesome? You know, I had someone come to our church recently and they told me they were visiting us from out of state and they've joined with us. And when they came to meet me for the first time, we sat and talked for like 4.5 hours. And when they came in to our church, I invited them there, and they stayed the whole weekend. We had meetings. We hung out Saturday, Sunday, just hung out. Here's what they left with the testimony. I have never seen a group of people that got along so great in such unity and didn't have contention one with another. I'm telling you, that's a testimony, Brian, because in our world, that's hard to do. How can you get 4 churches with 4 different pastors in total agreement all the time? How's that possible? I know how it's possible. You put Jesus in the middle of it. And everybody go, I'm going to follow him. And then you don't have that war and contention. What breaks up homes and marriages and communities and churches? What breaks it up? Divisions of strife and contention. You put the gospel of heaven right in the middle of it and everybody submits to it. What do you think is created? Unity and faith and hope. I love that, man. In other words, if we receive the gospel of Christ that came from heaven and actually walk in it, you know what begins to happen? We change. Jennifer, our life changes. And we become like him. And whether people in the world believe in Jesus or not, there's a whole lot of expectations on what God should be doing and how he should be acting. Where did all that come from? Other people. If we let him tell us what he expects and what he wants, he'll save it all. And that's why I put so much trust and belief in him. And I love that part. And let me read another verse here right underneath it. I'm going to read that verse again. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Rooted, that means your roots go deep, and built up in him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Notice that. As you have been taught. Now, I mentioned the other night in the Bible study here that when the word of the Lord comes forth, you don't always want to try to imitate your pastor or ministry as men and women. You know what you want to imitate? The word of the Lord that's coming forth. This is why I say Trust the word of the Lord. You know, men and women are men and women, and we perish in this life. But here's the thing that I have to count on at our church back home. I have to put the word of the Lord out there, and I ask the people to trust the word of the Lord and follow that. And you know what? I am so convinced now at this point that when we follow the word of the Lord, it changes us all. I am so convinced. I've seen it happen. And therefore, when you watch the word of the Lord that's been taught us, because here's what I'm getting at, and I'll start to finish with this, is we need to be taught. Now, we have school teachers. I think this church has more school teachers than any church I've ever been to. And you're assigned to teach them, hopefully, how to read and write, how to think right, and math and science and all of that stuff, right? And if a kid learns, it's like my son told me one time, "Dad, seriously, like this school thing, it's, I'm not going to use half of this stuff." This was his argument. I said, "Okay, let's set that record straight. I get that. That's true. But you're not there to learn all that stuff as much as you are. You're there to learn how to learn." And I know we got a lot going on in our world. I'm not getting in that path today. I'm using this as an example. A good teacher goes there to teach their students how to learn and then how to walk in what they've been taught. What do you think happens right here? Who actually came up with that idea? Was that somebody in the earth, or did God say, "I'm going to teach my whole creation how I think, how I hear, how I see, how I act, how I walk, and I'm going to teach it to you"? And that's what Jesus came to do. So what do you think, as a pastor, we're going to do? Listen, I don't care how you pay your bills. Just pay them. I don't care how you drive your car. I do care if you stay on one side or the other. I care about that. But it doesn't matter to me if you ride with your hand up high or your hand down low. See what I'm saying? All that stuff doesn't matter to me. What I care about in my life, and this has become my life, is if you love God, walk in Him. Walk in it. Walk in the things you've been taught. Walk in the truth you've been given. Because I've watched it change so many lives. Isn't that true, guys? And therefore, we've got a big purpose in life right now. And I'm going to sum it up with this. I need to learn. I need to learn what I've been taught. And I want you to approach the Word of God in this way. Most people approach it as, "Oh my gosh, I'm doing right or I'm doing wrong." And it's like you're trying to battle for right or wrong, right or wrong, right or wrong. Look, why don't we get past that and let's be taught so we can learn. And when you're taught correctly, what do you think you'll know, right or wrong? So don't put so much emphasis on always trying to be so right and falling short or being lifted up. Focus on learning something. Let God teach you how to love Him and how to give back to Him and become Him. And so today, my thought with you is, I want you to be joined with the Lord. What's the bridge between the Lord and man? I call it a bridge. I could call it a mediation. What's the bridge to get to God? Jesus. And what did Jesus come to do, Tim? Yes, He did. Bridge the gap. Seek and save that which is lost. But then, how did He do it? Did He teach it to us? So you don't have to look far for the teachings of Jesus. Look at them. Let them sow into you. And you know what it'll do? It'll change you. It'll put you in heaven. It will. It'll put you in heaven. So I'm going to ask a favor with you. If you will join with me today, how many will stand with me and let me pray with you? Stand with me today and let me pray with you. And then we're going to have Pastor Brian come back up. I thank you for having me out here today, or allowing me to come. I really do. But let's pray. If you want to join hands with somebody, that's awesome. If not, that's okay too. But Lord, I thank you for your word today. You said that if we could believe your word, be taught of it, receive it in our heart, that you would change us. You would create a new person, a person that loves God and has peace and joy and hope, kindness and faith. That's the kind of person, Lord, that you've come to create. So, Lord, continue to teach your people and join us together in the truth. And we'll be so grateful for it, Lord. We really will. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hey, I love you guys. God bless you. Pastor Brian, come on up.